Now look who's beating him up. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Even conservative commentators have now turned on Mitt Romney for his comments about the 47% who don't owe income tax but still depend on government. David Brooks of the New York Times points out that these people include Iraq war veterans who use VA hospitals. William Kristol points out that they include seniors who get Social Security and depend on Medicare. That includes a lot of Republicans. In fact, it turns out that of the 10 states with the highest percentage of filers who don't owe any income tax, 8 voted Republican in 2008. And what's interesting to me about all this is that Romney was simply repeating a core conservative value, that government creates dependency, that government has created a welfare industry. Look at the audience question that prompted his comment.
How are you going to do it in 2 months before elections to convince everybody you got to take care of yourself?
How are you going to convince everybody you've got to take care of yourself? Strangely, there was one well-known political pundit who seemed remarkably sympathetic to Mr. Romney.
All of us make mistakes. All of us say the wrong thing once in a while.
Referring to his own comment about small-town voters clinging to guns and religion.
What I said, I immediately said, you know, I regret this.
But Romney regrets only his choice of words. David Brooks in his column says that Romney got tripped up because he's pretending to be a government hater when in fact he is not. But maybe he's not pretending. Maybe a Romney presidency would actually demonstrate what happens when you adopt the philosophy of conservative talk hosts and apply it even to the loyal audiences who didn't think it applied to them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.